Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1571, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. L.K. Rosser, Morris Brandon, R.R. Arnold, Herbert J. Haas, Leonard Haas, sworn for the movant. We did not, at the date of the trial, nor until after the Supreme Court had affirmed the case of Leo M. Frank, have any knowledge of the fact that J.W. Boozer knew and would testify that Jim Conley was on Peters Street in the city of Atlanta on the 26th day of April 1913 between the hours of 4 and 4:30 o'clock. We, except Morris Brandon, who did not have active control, made active search to trace Conley Durr in each hour of the day of April 26, 1913, and did not, until the date of the affidavit of said Boozer, find anyone who would testify to seeing Conley at that date. Neither of us had any knowledge until the date of the affidavit of said Boozer, to wit, April 17, 1914, that the said Boozer knew and would testify to the facts set up in the affidavit of said date. Leo M. Frank, sworn for the movant. I did not, at the time of the trial, nor until after the Supreme Court had affirmed my case, have any knowledge of the fact that J.W. Boozer knew and would testify that Jim Conley was on Peters Street in the city of Atlanta on the 26th day of April, 1913, between the hours of 4 and 4:30 o'clock. I made active search to trace the movements of said Jim Conley during each hour of the day of April 26, 1913, and did not until the affidavit of said Boozer find anyone who would testify to seeing Conley at that date. Neither did I have any knowledge that the said Boozer knew and would testify to the facts set up in his affidavit made on the 17th day of April, 1914, attested by Geo Burke as notary, Second Amendment to motion for new trial, Mrs. Maud Balby, sworn for the movant. On Saturday, April 26, 1913, I was living at 265 Humphrey Street. At 11 o'clock a.m., or a very few moments after that time, I boarded a Stewart Avenue car and left the car at Forsyth and Mitchell Streets. My mother, Mrs. May Barrett, was with me, and after leaving the car, we both walked together to the store of Alverson Brothers, located on Forsyth Street and near Mitchell Street, which time I think was about 11:30 o'clock a.m. when we reached Alverson's store, and my